No Degree Required, Network Marketing the Ivy League Way, by Amy Powers. Read by the author. This book is dedicated to the memory of my beloved father, Marty Powers, whose entrepreneurial spirit, fearless journey of reinvention, and unwavering support of my dreams inspire me daily. Introduction. I'm an Ivy League network marketer, and you can be one too. Many people are curious about why an Ivy Leaguer, a Vassar College, Columbia Business School, and Harvard Law School graduate, would embrace network marketing, a profession a lot of people still regard with suspicion, and why, after 10 years in the profession, I still bound out of bed, totally pumped to offer network marketing to the world. First, as a professional network marketer, I'm earning more money than I did as a real estate finance lawyer in a major New York firm, my first career, and I'm earning money more consistently than I did when I was solely a songwriter, my second career. I love what I do now, and I did it without leaving the past behind, just the parts I didn't like. Next, I am itching, no, actually burning, to change some misconceptions about the network marketing profession. For every forward-thinking person I know who is all about network marketing or social marketing, as it's often now called, there's another who has a judgment about it. I experience this on a regular basis. If I introduce myself as a Harvard-trained lawyer with an MBA from Columbia University, I often get what I call the approving nod, as in, "Now you, Amy, have done well for yourself." But if I introduce myself as a professional network marketer, I get the raised eyebrow, the blank stare, or what I call the sneer. Poor gal, must have hit hard times. Imagine having to do one of those things. Which to my mind is just plain nuts. My life is 10 times better since I started my network marketing business. I actually have an amazing life. I wake up when I want to. I work when I want to. I do yoga when I want to. I hang out with whomever I want, whenever I want. I chill with my kids and my husband a lot. I help charities that I'm passionate about. I have delightful, inspiring colleagues and teammates. I feel totally supported by and connected to my work community. And I'm happy when I check my bank statements. It's crazy to me that there are so many otherwise intelligent, open-minded people who are still suspicious of or even sledgehammer judgmental about what I do. And that they are ready to bring that hammer down. Why? Are they misinformed?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?